Boston police are searching for a driver they believe responsible for a fatal hit-and-run that killed a Boston bicyclist. The bike rider died yesterday following the crash on Sunday, and cycling advocates call the death another reminder of how much more work is needed to make Boston streets safe. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
For people who knew Rick Archer, his outward qualities made for a shining attraction. But beneath his passion for spinning fire as a circus performer and traveling to far reaches of the world, Archer's friend Malu Wilder recalls him as a good listener.
And he was able to not just lend an ear, but help you unravel things. He always had some wise philosophical quote that actually did apply.
Archer was pronounced dead yesterday, 2 days after he was run down on his bicycle on his way home from a movie. At the crash scene yesterday at the intersection of Clarendon and Calm Ave, there was little sign of the crash, just a white piece of paper taped to a street sign with the words "Ride in Peace, Rick." Archer worked as a bike messenger in addition to other odd jobs. Fellow messenger Brian Lombard says there's no way the death will keep him from riding.
Not at all. It's just like anything, really. It's just random. You know, it doesn't mean it's going to happen every day. Definitely not. And, like I said, just take it as a lesson.
Some cyclists in the city say Archer's death could have been avoided with better infrastructure.
We're definitely frustrated at the pace of change on our streets.
Becca Wolfson of the Boston Cyclists Union says Archer's death points to the need for more improvements to slow down traffic.
Ask any resident of the Back Bay if speeding is a problem, and they'll overwhelmingly say absolutely.
Boston's transportation department says the city is committed to ending fatal and serious crashes. And crashes, as well as fatalities, have dipped in recent years. Chris Osgood is the city's chief of streets, transportation, and sanitation.
With any fatality, it is something which we want to do is take a look at the design of the road and understand if there are ways in which we can improve it.
Osgood says Calm Ave in the Back Bay was actually the site of a redesign in 2010. In order to calm traffic, he says, the roads were narrowed and a bike lane added. Now the city will go back to the drawing board.
And it reinforces the urgency of making our streets safer across the city. And that's why every sort of major capital project that we are taking on right now has an emphasis on improving safety, particularly safety for our most vulnerable road users, folks who are walking, folks who are biking.
Friends of Rick Archer say he was once homeless and was still looking for stability in his life. But he never let that get to him. And if he was going to die, his longtime friend Leanne Greenman says at least he did it on his bike.
If that was a way for him to go, it was one of the best ways. I know that's really weird to say like that. That means that he went out happy.
And if anything can come from his death, Greenman says Archer would have wanted for Boston's streets to become a safer place to ride a bike. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.